Local independent bookstores are often the most susceptible to economic downturns and the most resilient. As we continue our week-long series, The Business of Books, KJZZ's Christina Estes tells us how the poison pen has survived and thrived for 30 years.
This story begins outside a warehouse in North Scottsdale.
It's a date night.
Deanna Sanford is first in line for a first-of-its-kind event hosted by the Poison Pen.
Does everyone in the line have a ticket?
Sanford is here to check out the classic cars that appear on the pages of author Clive Cussler's thrillers.
He describes them, and, you know, the characters drive them, and usually, in some cases, they get destroyed and rebuilt, you know, in the books. You know, and then they show up on the back cover. It's like, oh, that's what it looks like. Really beautiful cars.
Like the 1931 Stutz Speedster. The green and yellow of the car's body match the colors of Cussler's latest book jacket.
I think of the bookstore really as the theater.
But Barbara Peters didn't think that way when she opened the Poison Pen in 1989.
It was just going to be a little, you know, 600 square feet, sell a few books, have a little coffee, talk to a few people.
At the time, the big chains had a big presence in the Valley, so Peters focused on mysteries. The niche and original location on Main Street in Scottsdale proved to be a powerful formula.
People kept streaming in because the art district was such a draw. And they would say, this is such a good idea. They said, a mystery bookstore. I wish we had one of these back home in Dubuque. So on day two, I said, sign here and I will write to you.
Peters typed and mailed newsletters with order forms for people to send in checks. Today, the newsletters are emailed, but her customer base outside Arizona remains huge. 70% do not live in the state, and 22% live outside the U.S., including Alan Shales.
I come from England.
When Shales learned about Cussler's book signing, he booked a trip to Phoenix.
A lot of my life now has been spent on Clive Cussler books, and I finally got to meet the man himself.
Cussler, who's written more than 80 novels, lives in the Valley part of the year, and the Poison Pen can always count on him to attract a crowd. Owner Barbara Peters credits another Arizona author, Diana Gabaldon, with the store's survival.
We almost lost the store at 9/11 because the whole events program stopped when flying stopped. It was like 6 weeks. The only reason we survived was Diana published, I'm trying to remember, it was Outlander 4 or something like that. And it was enough, you know, to keep us going until stuff started up again.
Hi.
Hello.
In 2004, Peters came close to opening a second store in downtown Phoenix. Okay. She feels fortunate she was able to get out of the deal and realize one location is all she wants.
You know, there's a philosophy of business that says grow or die. The really hard part is if you don't want to grow, how do you not die? And probably the answer is you have to keep innovating. You have to keep doing things that are somewhat different.
While the Pen specializes in crime fiction, it's morphed into a general bookstore, or as Peters describes it, an entertainment center with hundreds of events every year. In addition to conversations with authors, the store has hosted teas and potlucks, holiday parties, and writing workshops.
It's my sister. She brought me for my birthday.
Happy birthday! Thank
you. Peter's reputation makes the Poison Pen a must-stop for established authors and a dream stop for debut authors like Jack Carr.
She knows everyone and is so kind, especially to new authors. She's been amazing to me and introduced me to a lot of people and given me a lot of advice as I start down this road.
The former SEAL team member launched his thriller book tour in Scottsdale last year.
So you have a loyal fan base that aren't necessarily loyal to a certain author that's coming, but they'll show up because they're loyal to that bookstore. They trust that bookstore to bring in interesting people.
We're working on building the careers of new authors.
Peters recently started a nonprofit foundation to cover travel expenses for debut authors.
Because we worry about who's going to be the next Clive Cussler, who's going to be the next Michael Connelly. You have to be willing to take them on when nobody knows who they are with their first book and espouse it and push it.
After 30 years, Barbara Peters is planning the Poison Pen's next chapter. She's not going anywhere. She's still the main character. But like every good story, the Pen has a supporting cast of characters with a stake in the outcome. Peter's longtime employees know how to keep the plot moving, and when the time comes, they'll take the lead and connect the next generation of authors and readers.
There we go.
Christina Estes, KJZZ News, Phoenix.